This is Voice of Indonesia with the Newsline. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has approved a plan requiring all gas stations in Indonesia to provide fuel containing 10% ethanol in an effort to reduce imports and carbon emissions. This was confirmed by Energy and Mineral Resources Minister Bahlil Lahadalia in Jakarta on Tuesday. He affirmed that the ethanol policy called E10 policy aims not only to lessen Indonesia's dependence on imported fuel, but also to promote the use of a cleaner and more environmentally friendly gas lines. Journalists in Indonesia will receive free medical treatment at the State Defense Central Hospital in South Jakarta. This was confirmed by Indonesia's Defense Minister Syafri Samsudin on Tuesday. He said that all media crews who seek treatment at the State Defense Central Hospital Panglima Besar Sudirman will be treated free of charge, including those services not covered by the Social Security Insurance called BPJS. Listener, that was the news line from the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Ribuan hari aku menunggumu, jutaan lagu tercipta untukmu. Apakah kau akan terus begini? Masih adakah celah di hatimu yang masih bisa kutuk singgahi? Cobalah aku kapan engkau mau. Maka kesejukan yang kau rasa, coba keluar di terik siang, ingatlah bintang yang kau sapa, maka kehangatan yang kau rasa.
Bye.
itu aku.
Of Indonesia.
Listener, for those who like adrenaline-driven tours, you have to visit the City Gunung Suspension Bridge tourist attraction in Sukabumi, West Java. At an altitude of almost 150 meters above sea level, you have to go along the 243-meter long and 2-meter wide bridge with 1.5-meter high fence, where occasionally you feel the shake of the bridge. The Situ Gunung Bridge tourism site can be accessed approximately 1.5 to 2 hours by land transportation from Jakarta. The project is open every day at 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. with a ticket price of 50,000 rupiah for adults and 25,000 rupiah for children under 9 years old. People over 65 years old, toddlers and disabled people enter free of charge. The ticket is a jungle waterfall tourism package facility, including an entry ticket to Lake Situ Gunung, Curug Sawer, and for welcome drink at the cafeteria, which has a balcony to look into the bridge. The ticket also includes harness rent for safety, which must be used while visitors cross the bridge. Listener, Situ Gunung Suspension Bridge was inaugurated on March 9, 2019 by Coordinating Minister of Maritime, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan. The bridge, which is made of the merbau timber, has a maximum capacity of 40 people. The Situ Gunung is the longest suspension bridge in Indonesia, even in Southeast Asia. When walking down this bridge, you can enjoy the beauty of the green expanse of trees and feel the coolness of the surrounding air. Do not forget to capture the natural beauty of Situ Gunung with your camera, and do not worry about security, because experienced and talented guides stand by at points along the trip, and you will also be equipped with harnesses. After crossing the Situ Gunung Bridge, you can continue the trip to the exotic Curug Sawer. The trip to Curug Sawer can be accessed by a light trek along 1.2 kilometers. Arriving at Curug Sawer, visitors can enjoy the swift and beautiful waterfalls. Curug Sawer is 35 meters high. Situ Gunung Suspension Bridge tourism site offers various facilities such as the balcony Gede Pangrango cafeteria, toilet facilities, and a large parking area.
VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Badai, an Indonesian noted musician, Doa Di Badai Holo, or known as a former keyboardist of the popular Kris Patih band. It was Badai who often created hit songs which are still known to music lovers in Indonesia. Badai wants his songs to be rejuvenated by every generation. Therefore, he collaborated with an actor, Randy Pangalila, and released the album Badai and Randy Pangalila The Greatest Hits Volume 1 on January 19, 2024. The songs on this album include hits that have been sung by Kris Patih, such as the song Tapi Bukan Aku, which means But It Wasn't Me. Through the latest arrangement, this song feels more mature. Well, listener, let's enjoy a song by Badai X Randy with Tapi Bukan Aku. Happy listening.
Jangan lagi kau sesali keputusanku. Tak ingin kau semakin kan terluka. Tak ingin ku paksakan cinta ini. Meski tiada sanggup untuk kau terima. Aku memang manusia paling berdosa. Hati rasa demi keinginan semu, lebih baik jangan mencinta aku dan semua hatiku, karena takkan pernah engkau temui cinta sejati. Sudah semua kisah ini dan jangan kau tangisi lagi. Sekalipun aku takkan pernah mencoba kembali padamu. Sejuta kata maaf terasa kan percuma, sebab rasa ku telah mati untuk menyadarinya.
To be honest, I do not know the exact color of electricity, but it seems that Indonesian energy or electricity will be greener because the state-owned electricity company PT PLN is going to boost their green energy. And the director of project management and new and renewable energy of PLN, Suroso Isnandar, on Tuesday said that they will have the green enabling super grid. What is it? It is a framework designed to connect renewable energy sources with major demand centers across Indonesia. As we know that Indonesia is so big, it's divided by lands, by mountains, and also forests, meaning that distribution will be very important. He said that the distribution of renewable energy sources evenly is very essential for a successful energy transition, and an even distribution remain a major obstacle as Indonesia is so rich. We have geothermal, we have wind, we have solar, hydro and gas resources spread across the country. So the company is quite optimistic that Indonesia can still achieve net zero carbon emission by optimizing its renewable energy potential.
kita di sini tanpa suara, dan aku resah harus menunggu lama kata darimu. Mungkin butuh kursus merangkai kata untuk bicara, dan aku benci harus jujur padamu tentang semua ini. Jam dinding pun tertawa karena ku hanya diam, dan membeso ingin ku maki diriku sendiri yang tak berkutik di depanmu. Ada yang lain di senyummu yang membuat lidahku gugup tak bergerak. Aku sayang padamu, aku sayang padamu. Mungkin Sabtu nanti ungkap semua isi di hati, dan aku benci harus jujur padamu tentang semua ini. Jam dinding pun tertawa karena ku hanya diam, dan membeso ingin ku maki diriku sendiri yang tak berkutik di depanmu. Ada yang lain di senyummu yang membuat lidahku gugup tak bergerak. Ada pelangi dan terus memaksa. Ada pelangi ada yang lain di senyummu yang membuat lidahku gugup tak bergerak. Ada pelangi dan memaksa diri ku bilang aku sayang padamu, aku sayang padamu.
Slendra is a traditional snack of Yogyakarta and Magelang, Central Java. The snack is made of cassava. It is shaped like a ring and is crunchy. The original slendra has a savory taste, but as time passed, slendra adopted various tastes such as onion and spice. The making process of slendra is quite long, so the snack is not commonly produced. The recipe for making slander is firstly, cassava is steamed with salt, coriander, and onion until cooked. Then the cassava is pounded into a mild dough called getuk. Then the dough is ground using a machine until formed like a long string. After that, the dough of slander is formed into a circle and dried all day long. When it is dry, the slander is fried. The drying process of cassava, which produces a rancid aroma, is another reason why slander is rarely produced. The slander was sold when people held special or traditional events. But now you can find slander at the souvenir shops or food stalls in Yogyakarta and Magelang, Central Java. If you are curious to taste the snack, you can also buy it online at online shopping websites in Indonesia. The price is quite cheap, only 10,000 rupiah per pack.
Setelah begitu lama tersisa air mata, banyaknya kenangan yang tak akan terlupakan, masa-masa yang indah, masa-masa kita bersama. Perasaan mendalam yang takkan pernah reda. Ku maafkan aku tak pernah mendengar. Maafkan aku tak pernah melihatmu pergi. Ku ingin kau di sini.
Lepaskan semua yang sudah berlalu. Tapi tanpa dirimu tak mungkin ku terus berlari tanpa kaki.
Semakin ku coba tuh ku paham, semakin
Want to stay updated with the accurate and reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and RRI stations across Indonesia? RRI.co.id is the answer. RRI.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, brings the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay updated with a trusted source only at RRI.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome to the Rhythm of the Indonesian Archipelago, a weekly segment introducing you to Indonesian traditional music and musical instrument from across Indonesia. This week, we'll invite you to know more about art and culture from North Sumatra, precisely to Tanah Karo, to know more about Gendang. Let's listen to Gendang Karo Rhythm. Enjoy.
Ope nuaing amak padenami, nunga dibaik kamu godang dalihan natului. Asamar pangidua mahami, tangan mabotohon ujung nga jari-jari, jari-jari nai marsiga jangga-jangi. Adorak soni dokon jumulohami marsatabi amang batara guru humudul batara guru padapotan namalo mangajari jojor-jojor manuturi asa merguru hami tupatik nyamatta debata bae damang majo godang batara gurui.
Thank you.
Listener, Karo Regency is one of Regency in North Sumatra province where the capital city is Kabanjahe. This regency is located on Karo Highland, Barisan Hills of North Sumatra. In Kabanjahe or Tanah Karo, we will introduce you to traditional instrument, namely Gendang Karo. Gendang Lima Sidalinen is percussion instruments which consists of five instruments and played by five persons. The instruments are one penarune, two penggual, and two simalugong. It is called Gendang Lima Sidalinen because the sound of music is produced by five different instruments, namely sarune as an aerophone, gendang indung as a membranophone, and gendang anak as a membranophone, gong, and penganak. But it is also called Gendang Lima Sidalinen, Ranggutna 10-2.
Oh, 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 oh
gendang telu. Sedalenan consists of three instruments which are played together, which consists of kulchapi or long neck lute as a melody, keteng keteng as a ideal chordophone or tube zither as rhythmically, and mangkuk bentar as a idiophone as a tempo. In Kyaros culture, people mention musician as sir jabaten, meaning on duty. Sir jabaten consists of players of saruni, gendang singanaki, gendang singinduni, gendang penganak, and gong. Each instrument player in Karo traditional ethno scenes has a name. Take for example, saruni player is called panaruni. Gendang or singanaki and singinduni player is called pangua. And penganak player is called simalu penganak. And gong player is called simalugong. And also mangkuk michiho player is called simalu mangkuk michiho. Gendang Karo performance is usually for dancing, singing, and also traditional rituals. Gendang Karo art is similar with Japanese folk art. Its performance is simple and straightforward, and its tempo or patterns are not complicated and static. But to blow saruni needs certain technique. This traditional instrument is always used to accompany dance, song, as well as traditional rituals. So, gendang Karo is complete if there are saruni, gendang si ngindungi, gendang singanaki, panganak, and gong to accompany a ceremony or party. Well, listen, that was a glimpse of gendang Karo. And to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to gendang. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, thank you for listening, and sampai jumpa. Thank you.
Butiran cinta, dan semoga.